Sickness. Medicate. K-U-P-D.
Man, we made Thunderhorse mad. He doesn't care about menthols. He thinks those are for poor people, but he's mad about the Swisher Sweets and the Cigarellos. That set him off. He said that he's got his stepdaughter telling him all this liberal nonsense that he's tired of. The exact quote was, "I swear if her mom didn't have such a juicy ass, I wouldn't be willing to stick this out for 2 more years."
So he's already got a clock
on it. Well, that's where your priorities lie. A juicy ass will change your politics. That AOC's coming up into me, and she pops over in a bikini, starts telling me about socialism and stuff. I think she might be pretty stunning under there. That juicy ass might make me think about, government health care and all sorts of
programs. When's the last time you thought about that with government? Hot government worker.
There's some stuff that she puts together. Now, you can't look at her crazy face.
No. I just AOC ass. That's all I
put. Well, that's a
curse. You're on the list. You're on the list now.
Yep, you're on the list.
Oh, wait, that's...
It's pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad.
She's put together well. What were you going to say? A little what?
A little bubble butt there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I say, all right.
No fastback?
No fastback.
Look at that.
She's Latina. She can't have fastback.
That picture's fantastic, Brett. You call that a little bubble butt. I call that about right. And you are you've got a high standard for big
ass.
Well,
you know me. Come on now.
My God, are you sure? You're Italian? Man, oh, man. Yeah, see, I think she could change my mind politically.
There, too.
I know.
Wow.
Politically.
You might be swaying me a little bit here.
You'd listen to her.
Yes.
If you were at a bar and she sat next to you and started to tell you about
Brett.
Yeah.
Damn!
I'm telling you, if you started to hear her politics at the bar and you're like, I don't disagree with everything she says, but damn that juicy ass. That's how men operate. That's a good shot right there. That's that video they did when she was at Rutgers or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I couldn't tolerate it. I've put up with an awful lot for a juicy ass, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would do that, yeah.
I think we all have in the past.
Everybody's done something for a juicy ass. It was against their principles. This is wrong.
There's a nice one.
Yeah, she's walking around with some old lady in the halls of Congress. Damn! Politics! Anyway.
This year, Washington, D.C.'s Miss Bum Bum.
Yeah, we should have a Miss Bum Bum for Congress. Oh, here, time for the Miss Bum Bum Congress call. Winner once again, AOC. Well done on the old Bum Bum.
I don't think Pelosi would be up there.
Bum Bum?
Pelosi's cancer.
Maybe Rack.
Put up pictures of Pelosi from the olden days. Damn. All right, it's time now for the hot releases. I think we've all just had one. And it's the movies and stuff first. Go ahead, Richard. Release me quickly.
All right, only a couple of games out today. One of them is called The Colonists. It looks like a little bit of a Wall-E type game. Basically, so the settlers have created machines that can go and build society.
And everything is Sims.
Everything's a Sim, yep. And this is all, these Wall-E robots go out and they build your society for you to land on a farm.
Do people still do those Facebook farms?
Oh, I don't know. I've blocked all those games so they don't pop up on my feed anymore.
You had to go, help water people's gardens. Yes. That's the stupidest thing.
Send so-and-so.
Animal
Farmville
Crossing.
Stuff.
Is Animal Crossing
Animal
a thing?
Crossing.
What's that?
No, that's a Nintendo Switch thing.
It is, but you build the farms. And
that. Yeah. But Facebook had the one where you go visit a friend. You
Farmville,
have to water their Farmville.
Oh,
yeah. The weirdest.
Yeah. Another one out is one that to your buddy Ryan Zwick would be all about. It's called Skate City. And it's for all platforms. Even on Apple iPhone.
Dude, skateboarding.
That's all these skate games are.
Is there scoring?
720 was like that. I never understood 720, but...
Is there crime solving, or what am I doing?
Nope,
you're just skating.
You're supposed to drink some motion spray with this.
Well, right. Brady, they're way past that. It's weed and, 40. Here comes Larry likes to skate. Would you play this? Larry gave me one where...
I was a skater, but this is kind of lame.
What was the one that we
Did you play 720?
I love 720.
I never got that.
I loved 720.
Did you?
720 was a good... What was the game we played with the guy was get smashed up all the time, and he was on a Segway? Remember on the phone? We played it all the time. Happy Wheels or something like that? It was the most violent video game I've ever seen.
Really?
It was just some dude on a Segway, and he'd have to get through these things, and then a spike would just go through him, and it wouldn't just end when he died. It would... Happy Wheels. It would just butcher the guy for like another 15 seconds, and blood and chunks of him are flying around. You're like, well, I got to wait for this to end to get to the next.
To get to the next level.
Like to get my next guy started.
All right, then the big game release today is Resident Evil Village. So it's the umpteenth version of Resident Evil.
Rises on black wings. We await the light at the end.
I know nothing about Resident Evil anymore aside from Mother Miranda. The originals.
Didn't Mother Miranda win the Kentucky Derby? I think that is pretty
good.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Took it the short. So I don't know if it's still about the zombies or
bored
suspense or whatever, but yeah, it's this has become kind of a puzzle game,
yeah,
it looks
fantasies.
Like from this trailer. So that's it. Resident Evil is out today. That's the big one. And then switching over to the streaming services.
Oh, here we go.
Serpico
yes.
is back on
now
HBO.
We're on. Here we go. Little Al Pacino classic.
Available today.
Frank Serpico.
Frank Serpico. Thank you, sir. Serpico. Is this the trailer for Serpico?
This is the actual trailer from 1973.
It's before he started talking. He always had that weird high voice back then.
Serpico's trailer is terrible. And it's a true story of a crooked New York cop.
See, all day long,
back in
I
the day,
with cops.
Pacino always had that high voice.
And now Serpico is like a big producer in Hollywood.
Is he really?
Something like that, yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, there.
I got a feeling she's a cop, too.
Serpico. That's a great movie. Dog Day Afternoon and Serpico, back to back.
Which one's that streaming on?
HBO.
Okay.
Cool.
HBO Max.
Great movie.
Legendary Season 2 is also available on HBO Max. I know nothing of this series.
This is the home of legendary performances.
What is 10 new houses, battle it out for $100,000.
Hello, bring the boy.
Oh, so it's just a performance-based.
Performance-based show. It's like, so you think you can dance.
With
is
singing.
That Megan Thee Stallion?
And a lot of transvestite stuff. It looks like a drag queen show.
It does look like RuPaul's
Drag Race. I think it might
be
that. Okay, I'm not interested.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they're targeting my interest. I think that's different.
All right, here's a big release. You can see West Side Story.
Oh.
The one that was supposed to be out during COVID. That was going to be last summer's big release. But now it's being released on HBO Max and then also in theaters, I believe. So this is the trailer
theaters
for
this
West
week
Side
too.
Story. Yeah.
And Spielberg directed this.
Yes.
He redid.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's in theaters yet. It's going to HBO Max first.
So the Jets and the Sharks. It's a great story. I don't know how much they can change. Oh, that's different. Not
Brady.
He pigeonholes everything.
I'm telling you.
There's gangs in it. Same.
All right.
Is Rita Moreno in it?
Yeah,
oh, she's actually in it.
That's a musical, though.
You're out on musical?
You're not in?
100%.
No? You got to see Book of Mormon. You'll change your mind.
I was telling you
really?
That last
All right.
Yeah.
I will do that because it sounds
I'll play
fun.
A song for you from Book of Mormon that will change your mind.
Really?
Which I could never – I can't play a word of it on the air.
Right.
Oh, I'm in.
And then, John, this one's for you. Season 2 of I Am Kate is on HBO Max as well this week. You can watch that.
Road trip. I think it's important that we go out there and
I've seen this one.
The I Am Kate season 2 trailer is finally here.
Oh, that's
and
from
by
last
the
year.
Of it,
that's
from
last
year.
But you can watch the whole season on HBO Max.
It's just huge.
I forgot how
well,
mad
then she
I
gets.
Am.
Well, there are a bunch of trans, so she's going out with a bunch of flip-floppers, too.
Yeah, that's true. So and, they're all big.
But the conversations are very strange. Like, I don't know who can relate to it from a normal sense. Like, you're just sitting there going, these people are
and then you're
going through hell.
One of your favorite girls from SNL, Adi Bryant. Is a
local gal.
She's got a Hulu show called Shrill, and I think this is season one.
Her mom owns a little shop on Camelback and
hey, Nick, do
7th
we sell
Street.
The morning
well,
out?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. We don't need to bother Nick. He's doing pill business.
Oh, really? Giving care of your pill like
all right, that's enough. That's not for boys.
Probably not. All right. Coming to Netflix is The Boy from Medellin. Do you know this guy, Jay Balvin?
I know Jay Balvin,
he's an international superstar
he's a huge,
that I've never heard
he's
of.
He's a massive performer.
Yeah, and so this is about his giant concert that he held in Mexico City.
He's a big reggaeton artist.
Yeah. He had like 200,000 people at a concert once in Brazil.
That song there was huge.
Yeah.
You spin some reggaeton on here.
Yo me acuerdo cuando iba a los conciertos
del estadio, pero hace 15 años,
15 años, weón.
He goes, oh, no.
It's like 100,000 plus there. He does 100,000 seat stadiums in South America and Mexico.
Yeah. Man, it's huge.
No idea.
Yeah. J Balvin.
All right. So you can watch that documentary on Netflix. Framing John DeLorean with Alec Baldwin is coming to Netflix, I believe, as well.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got cocaine, hot chicks.
Is it good?
Cars, bombed out.
You watched this months ago?
Yeah, is that this? I thought that was a different one.
Well done, Richard.
It just started streaming, though. All right.
Yeah, Brady and if Brady found it already, this is not a hot release. This is a lukewarm at best.
All right, that's all I got. What do you got for music then, Brett?
Jeez.
Lukewarm.
That's a tough act to follow.
At best. And Brett, if you don't get what I want you to get today, because I think we missed it last week, I'll be very upset.
What did we miss last week?
Oh.
I'll have to find that one.
Was it?
Let's make that happen. Why do you skip it? Don't skip those. Those are huge. All right,
go ahead. We got Sumo Psycho, and her album Initiation hit stores on Friday.
Who's this?
Vertigo.
Hold on a second.
Is she hot?
DJ Khaled's out, Sumo Psycho is in?
Yeah, you skipped Khaled and
Moneybag,
Sumo.
Yo, what's your problem?
Obviously, you got to watch the video.
All right.
He's got a
thing going.
He's done research.
It's nudity. Okay, he's right.
Thank you. Shut the hell up, all of you guys. Yes.
You remind me of someone right now.
Bit of cans.
Ooh. She's going to leave this band for a solo career. There's no reason for her not to be the famous one. Whoa. Brett, you and I have the same opinion about female rock lead singers.
Right. I don't
show it in space.
Mind's changing. All right.
I'm not saying the song's good, but the video's great.
I know.
So.
What song?
Yeah.
I like her.
All right, so that's Sumo Psycho.
Got to cure that vertigo.
Weezer's got a new album in stores. Where is it, Darren? Okay, that one is Van Weezer.
Sorry, I'm just waiting. This is Weezer's name?
Yes. This is the end of the game.
Weezer album's been out for weeks.
What a day for KDKB. They announced Broadway's coming back and Weezer has an album. It's a big day.
Broadway's coming back.
That's what I just said, Brady.
I know.
Like, literally.
I realized that when you said that.
I know.
You're a very suggestible man. These are not the droids we're looking for.
It is May the 4th.
Right. All right, so it's Weezer.
Yeah, it's pretty Weezery.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Hurry up.
Saliva's back. They recut a bunch of their old tracks. So every 20 years is the EP, and this is Click Click Boom remade, and it sounds pretty much like the original.
Yeah, it's just remade.
Which is a good song, but it's a different lead singer.
Oh.
They did re-record it, though.
Yeah. Get to
it's pretty cool close.
Song. Yeah.
It's real close.
This reminds me of Madden.
Oh, that's right.
One year of Madden, yeah, this was on all of them.
That sounds great.
There is something different.
Cool song for back in the day.
Oh, it's still good. Yeah, so, I like that one. All right.
So that's in stores on Friday. And Stained, they're kind of back now. And they got their live. It's been a while.
Already? New lead singer.
He needs to make some money.
Yeah.
So they were touring actually right before COVID, and I think they're going to start touring again and working on a new album.
I told you that Stained is coming back.
It's just the trailer.
It's
going to be cussing.
No,
Mighty
no.
Lion.
They do Mud Shovel like right off the bat to remind me why I like them.
They do. They hit some of the heavy ones.
Comes out in his country outfit.
That's just the Aaron Lewis.
You were in on that interview where he was just terrible.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he was mean to you.
He's a dick. Yeah, he is. As fits.
Just don't pull punches, though. I want you to tell me what you feel. Yeah, he was awful.
He was terrible.
He was mean.
But then we had them come back with one of the festivals, and Mike, the guitar player, came.
And he was awesome.
And he was great.
Right.
He was great. Just Aaron was a
jerk. Aaron just hates it.
So that's in stores now.
I just can't imagine what else you may have.
I'm looking. Hang on.
I've got it. I've got it right here playing.
Oh, you do? All right, go. New DJ Khalid. Yeah. Sorry, did I say that wrong? Wait a minute. He's actually doing something other than shouting his name over somebody else?
I don't know.
That's why it sucks.
We're the best music.
Here it comes.
Another one.
That wasn't me. His whole thing is to yell someone's name or yell his name over someone's song.
We make the best music.
You bail on me for Sumo Psycho, and we had to suffer through 30 seconds of that.
Another one. I'm hooked.
DJ Khaled!
I said that last night when the waiter came up and said, "Did you like another vodka tonic?"
Another one. DJ Khaled!
That's the best when Corolla said that, and he goes,
"That DJ Khaled, he's got a pretty good system going." He's like, "Hey, I really enjoyed that song you did. You mind if I come by, record my name on it like 8 times, just screaming as loud as I can? Would that be all right? I really want to be part of that."
Throwing a little Jay-Z
on this
one.
Throw some Jay-Z on it, and it's good. All right, there you go. We're late. We're already out of here. Screw your stupid thing, Brady. Hot releases are over. How did we get late today? I don't know how I did that.
I wonder.
Hot Release is brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com.
There you go.
The home of Tactical Black.
Engine Brewer.
They wanted me to tell you yesterday, they emailed me and said, "Hey, can you mention this thing?" And that's actually a good idea Jay and Josh had, which is, where'd it go? Oh, it said, they're offering gift certificates available for training as Mother's Day gifts. That's a great idea. They do gift certificates. You can get somebody like, "Hey, I'd love to get that in there," and have, moms get it, like as a husband. A real kind of passive-aggressive way, saying, "Your ass looks a little checkery. Let's get you in there." Or, "I really want you to learn some good things, get in shape, and get smarter. Don't be a victim." It's a good thing for moms, good thing for anybody, moms especially on Mother's Day, because they're the ones who get the gifts. So, yeah, good gift certificate you can get at any time for Mother's Day. Think about that. Mom might want to do some stuff, get in shape. It's always good to exercise, especially as you age. You got to stay moving or it just locks up on you. And mom needs it just as much as anyone else. Boy, that sentence did not sound as good as I wanted.
No,
another one. Wow. Another one. I'm giving your mother another one.
What's going on in there, Mom?
DJ Khaled!
Get off of her! Anyway, get Mom a gift certificate, and she'll start learning the basics of Tactical Black until the next thing. You know, your mom's a badass, and that's what we all want our moms to be. That's what Mother's Day is all about, reminding her that she is a badass. Now make her one for real. How about them apples? ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, and TacticalBlackVault.com. Phoenix, Chandler, and Glendale. That's it. We're done. Nothing in the entertainment drill to really go over?
Maybe. Not really.
What, and you kind of had a, no? Broadway's open.
Some interesting celebrity couples. I'll do those tomorrow.
All right. Oh, good tease.
You might not remember.
And then Brady's recipe for hot toddies.
Some great celebrity couples. I'll do that tomorrow. And Toledo's recipe for a turnover cake. On the Beth Show.
We're done. Have a great Tuesday. Be nice to Larry. We will see you right here in the Morning Sickness. Bye. Bye.
Hey.
Here we go.